And now, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. In just 1 minute, Sleep is for Children by Ralph Bell and Eugene Francis.
Hello, I'm Burgess Meredith. Did you know there are over 3 million persons in America who are hard of hearing and not doing anything about it? Maybe you or some member of your family is hard of hearing. While fortunately I've never had this problem, some of my friends and family have. Now, a few years ago, your excuse might have been that you didn't want to wear a bulky hearing aid. But today, it's a different story. I've just seen the new Super 60 hearing glasses developed by Mako Electronics. If I hadn't known they were hearing glasses, I would have guessed them to be regular eyeglasses. It's a wonderful way for any hard of hearing person to conceal a hearing loss. There are styles for both men and women. For an interesting free booklet on hearing glasses for yourself or a friend, stop in at Mako or write to Hearing Glasses, CBS, 485 Madison Avenue, New York. Don't wait until your hearing gets worse. It may be too late. Send for your booklet today. Write CBS, 485 Madison Avenue, New York.
As I say.
Mr. Bepler, what are you doing here this time of night?
Well, I'm not here to deliver your egg.
Get out of here. Get out of my house this instant or I'm going to call the police.
I'm afraid you won't get the chance.
What are you going to do?
What I did to the others.
Others? You killed them.
That's right.
But why? Why me?
Because you're all alone tonight, like they were. No, you don't.
No! Please don't! Please!
And for the fourth time last night, the suburban town of Woodlake was the scene of a brutal and meaningless murder. The latest victim was Mrs. Leland Worth, 34 years old, who was found strangled in her living room by police late last night. All four victims have been homeowners in some of Woodlake's recently completed housing developments. Local authorities admitted today that they were still in the dark as to the identity of the vicious marauder. However, the search is
Local authorities still in the dark. It's just terrible. When are the police going to do something?
Well, they only got 8 men on the force. Woodlake ain't like the big city.
I'm beginning to wish we were back in the big city. At least I felt safe in my apartment at night.
Oh, now, city's no place to bring up a little girl like you or Stephanie. Mr. Gordon working late again tonight?
Yes, it's income tax time. Busiest part of the year for an auditor.
Well, sooner or later they're going to catch up with whoever's doing these killings, and then everybody can relax. Oh, should I fix Stephanie some breakfast?
You better let me see if I can coax her into opening the bathroom door first.
Oh, that's a real cute trick, locking herself in the bathroom every time she gets mad at you.
Cute. Stephanie? Do you hear me up there?
You know, what that child needs is to get her bottom blistered a few times. She'd stop her foolishness.
Stephanie! Unlock that door and come down this minute. Do you hear me? All right, young lady, I'm calling your father.
Hello?
It's me, Walter. How do you feel?
Exhausted, honey. I couldn't get back to sleep after those police sirens woke me last night. Then the bump on my head kept throbbing.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I bawled Stephanie out about leaving her roller skates in the hall like that. So you can just guess where she is now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The bathroom.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to take the lock off the door. Any news about the murder?
No. Walter, I'm frightened about staying here alone tonight.
Look, Ellen, there's nothing to worry about. I phoned the Woodlake police, and the chief promised to have a special man patrol the entire project all night. Anyway, why don't you ask Rosa to stay over? Or at least until I get home.
Can I speak to Daddy?
Well, at last. Walter, your daughter's finally come out.